No. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
I presume you're ready to go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Everybody, welcome to the show. I've decided to rename the show, this podcast, the show, because I hate the last name. We have on a very cool guest, somebody I've been very interested in, like, I'll say obsessed with, because she probably gets that a lot. Her name is Christy Berry of ChristyBerryXXX.com. That's Christy with a Y, Berry, I-E. If you're under 18, you're going to have to click enter anyways, just like I do when I was a kid. But you have to have a credit card to do anything and see anything good, so you're kind of fucked. So, Christy, thank you for doing the show. And rather than me fuck it up and tell people what you do, you tell everybody who you are and what exactly it is that you do at ChristyBerryXXX.com.
Well, I am, I guess, lots of people call me a webcam girl, but I don't really do live webcamming that much anymore. So I am a female dominatrix slash humiliatrix, I guess. I do a lot of humiliation, mostly clips and phone.
And so, basically, you... Dog, get out of the way. Fucking hey, dog. You're fucking this up. Basically, you said dominatrix, and I know that's a very basic way to describe what you do, but for the mainstream, that's probably the closest, you know, that a lot of people have heard of. You're kind of like the reverse of 50 Shades of Grey, if you will.
Yeah. I'm I guess I'm like a Mrs. Grey, a Miss Grey.
By the way, right off the bat, did that movie have like an uptick in business or anything?
I don't know. I watched the movie and I didn't really. It was pretty cheesy, and it's like my mom likes it. It's just, I don't know. It wasn't very good, I don't think. It wasn't.
Does your mom know what you do?
She has a bit of an idea. It's not really something she likes to talk about. It's not something that we talk about really at all, but...
But she watched 50 Shades of Grey, so...
Yeah. Yeah, she watched that, but I don't think she... Yeah. She doesn't really know the extent of what I do and, like, the things that I say. Sorry, well, Mom.
I guarantee your mom's not on this fucking website. if she is, that's... your mom's way weirder than you thought. But exactly, like, what do you mean when you say you're a femdom, female dominatrix? What does that exactly entail? You know, you make videos. How do the videos work? Because you're not a porn star. I think it's really important to tell everybody you're not having sex with random people on camera or anything like that. What makes you different, I guess, from the rest of those types of, women?
Well, I'm alone in all of my clips, and they are POV style, and I'm talking right to the camera, just like someone is in front of me, just like a male sub would be right in front of me, and I pretty much just, for the most part, degrade these guys who buy the clips in different ways. There's like lots of different like subcategories, but for the main part, it's female domination and a lot of humiliation. Getting a lot more into the humiliation right now, too.
All right.
I'm usually fully clothed. Sometimes, like, my tops will be see-through, like my bras. There might be, like, nip slips. I wear a lot of thongs and, like, bodysuits.
Well, it's funny you say that, because when I was doing my research, and I mean actual research, everybody, I was surprised at how little nudity. I think I saw, like, part of a nipple here and there, but that was really it. I was like, wait, this is kind of different. Like, again, you're not a porn star, and I think a lot of people will probably have a difficulty comprehending that you're in the sex trade, but you're not naked a lot. And, I don't really know where I'm going with that. It's just kind of interesting to me.
Well, when I started out with webcamming, I was kind of like a do-everything kind of girl where, like, I was on my free cams and I just did kind of a lot of everything, and, like, I have no problem showing my naked body. I don't really care. But once I started getting just focusing on female domination, like, those guys don't really even ask for it. It's kind of like they don't deserve to see my body or, like, my naked body. So it works out pretty easy.
Getting into female, you know, dominatrix, was that something that you are, you know, were always drawn to personally? Did you get into it just because it was like a money avenue? How, you know, is that part of your everyday personality? What is that exactly for you personally?
Personally, I'm kind of, I've always been kind of bratty and, like, I kind of get my way. Like, I've always, since, like, junior high school, I've kind of gotten guys to do things for me without, you know, giving them anything in return. So, yeah. So I've always kind of been, I don't know, like a bratty princess kind of girl. And then once I realized on my free cams that, like, oh, I could totally just be a bratty princess. Like, why would I do anything else? Like, why would I please, you know, I don't need to please the masses. I don't need to, like, masturbate. It's cool. Girls love to do it and they're great at it, but it just wasn't really me. It wasn't that fun. I didn't really start having fun until I just focused on female domination.
And once you've, you know, kind of focused on that, does it carry into your, you know, everyday life? Because a lot of people in dominant submissive relationships, you know, being dominant, particularly for the dominants more than the submissives, dominants seem to have that personality trait throughout their daily life. Submissives tend to can be all types of people, but when they come home, they can be submissive. They may be, you know, corporate CEOs and stuff like that, but dominants tend not to let that go when they're working at Subway or whatever. Like, they're gonna, like, you know, fuck you, I'm gonna make the best meatball sub ever. Do you find that that kind of applies to you as well?
Well, I've always tried to be, like, the best at, like, other jobs that I've had, like, before this. I've always tried to, like, be the best at it, and I was kind of a, I guess I was, like, a teacher's pet growing up. Like, I was just always, I don't know, kind of like the spotlight, I guess. I don't know. And just always, I've always just been a little bit bratty, but I don't think I walk around and have, like, this alpha woman aura around me. I'm pretty approachable. I don't know. I get along with a lot of people, but yeah, just always bratty, always a little bit bratty. I never totally let that go.
So in a way, you're kind of a non-traditional, like, you use dominatrix, domination, dominant personality in a different way than a lot of people, where a lot of people are very out front. They want to make sure it's known, whereas yours is almost inverting the traditional male-female dynamic, where you'll be kind of bratty and cute and girly, but you're subtly getting everything you want, and the guy is kind of like, wait a second, what the fuck just happened? Like, how come? Wait, I brought you all those shoes, and why is my penis not touched? Like, this isn't how it works. And you just kind of laugh at them and smile and wave and drive away in your Corvette or whatever.
Yep, that's how it's always been. I've when I was in high school, I lived, like, in a really small town, so we didn't have, like, concerts, like, big, like, rock concerts in my town. They were, like, usually, like, 2 to 4 hours away, and my parents didn't, like, let me go a lot of the time. So I would just, like, have my guy friends just, like, bring me back merchandise and, like, so it was, like, I did go, and I got pictures and autographs and things like that. I think that's kind of, like, when it started, and they didn't get, I don't even know if they expected anything in return, though. That was just how I was. I guess how I still kind of am, but.
Yeah, It's really difficult for me because I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I fucking expect something in return. But there are guys that don't expect things in return. And something I've been very curious about, and you're probably a little more into the scene than I am, even though, and I don't care if any of my listeners know, I've been in the DS relationship, never the S. I have never seen online, and maybe I'm not looking for it, male doms. Like, I don't see, you know, male cam doms. I don't know if they exist. It doesn't seem like they would, because I feel like, you know, as if a woman's really into that, she can just find a guy at the bar who's a dick and more or less get what they want. But have you come across guys that kind of fill your opposite role?
I've come across a couple guys, but they are for the gay male audience. Ooh. I don't think, like, women don't pay for these things, I don't think, as often. But there's some guys who do it, who do, like, financial domination and, like, humiliation, but they're talking shit to other guys. So it's there. It's just not as prevalent or popular.
I would imagine that it's just, again, easier for a woman to find a guy to, I don't want to say treat him like shit, because that's a little simplistic of what you do, but, it, you know, treat him like shit, basically. Is there a difference between, you mentioned financial dom, and I've seen that come up when I was doing actual research, people. Mm-hmm. What is a financial dom?
It's a dominatrix still, who only wants your money. I mean, I guess that's a lot of webcam girls, but it's just focused on men who will just pay for really, like, nothing in return, maybe a little bit of attention, but, like, the women who are pro financial dominatrixes, like, they are rolling in cash. Like, I think if you follow some of the girls, like, on Twitter, like, they are stealing guys' wallets. It's a great thing. I'm kind of into it. I haven't really, I have a couple guys who are my financial subs, but I haven't totally indulged myself yet.
You want more of them, don't you? You need more. You need, like, your own, like, male harem, basically, is what you're saying.
I love that. Just a bunch of financial subs. That would be wonderful.
That kind of segues into something I was very curious. You obviously do a lot of just kind of, I'll say, generic clips, or, you know, anybody in the world can watch them and listen, but you also do private things for people, for mm-hmm. individuals. Do you have regulars, I guess?
Uh-huh. I have a lot of regulars who order custom clips. Some of them order one custom clip a week. Sometimes they'll order, like, one a month. But, yeah, that's where a lot of my income is from custom clips, or, like, custom audio clips that they just, like, listen to while jerking off. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, for the record, fuck, cock, sucks, cunt, whatever. You can say anything you want. Also, I bet all those guys right now are like, what the fuck's going on? This is bullshit. He's getting a freebie. This is awful. You can say to them right now whatever you need to say to keep them in line if you need.
I'll have to
charge them for it? No, it's fine. Yeah. They
I might record this, have this recorded, and then just sell it. Just kidding.
No, I'm totally okay with that, because then I can officially, you know, write on my resume, you know, graduate from here, practicing attorney, amateur porn star. Like, I it would be great for my resume. I once made Doug Stanhope laugh, because I discovered you through Doug Stanhope, because you had tweeted at him about, you know, his book. And he tweeted back, don't let anybody come until they order my book. And I was like, what? And where the fuck? Obviously, you're a Doug Stanhope fan, which means that you must have good taste in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love comedy. That's something I really like to do, is go to stand-up shows and watch, like, comedy specials and stuff. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watch a lot of, like, stand-up specials and stuff. And that's one of my favorite things to do.
And Doug is kind of right up the alley of anybody in the, you know, let's face it, we're in the fucked up universe of people. Yeah. Like, we're not, I mean, obviously, I'm talking to you, and I'm like telling everybody, I'm like, this is going to be really fucking cool. And they're like, didn't you just have, like, Dan Severn, UFC Hall of Famer? I'm like, yeah. They're like, and you had Gavin McGinnis from Vice? I'm like, yeah, but this is going to be way more cool, dudes. Just trust me on this. So, what do you like about Doug? Let's see if we can get Doug to acknowledge this.
I like really dirty comedy, and just like I love hearing stories of people fucked up on like drugs or alcohol, or I just like really awful things. I'm in an awful part of the industry where I'm an awful person, and I just like it all.
Well, you're in an awful industry. At the same time, I guess everybody probably wants to know, how did you get started in all of this?
It started a few years ago. A doctor who I worked with was, I might have been wearing like braided, like pigtails to work or something. And he mentioned something that I was probably secretly a webcam girl who played like a schoolgirl part. And I didn't even know I didn't even know webcam girls were like a thing. And it just kind of got me like wondering. So I Googled like webcam girls and and I spent the night just watching girls live, like, all night. I was like, whoa, this is fucking crazy. Like, I can't believe these girls are making all this money. And then, like, a couple months passed, and I don't know. I just signed up one night, and, like, 24 hours later, like, I was live on My Free Cans. And that my first night, I made, like, $700 in 4 hours. Like, it was ridiculous. And
wait, yeah. Can I do this? What? Because people, I will pull my dick out for a lot less than that. For seriously. So, wow. How old were you then?
I was 24 or 25 when I first started. I'm 28 now. I got started late in the game. So
I was so fucking terrified. I'm not kidding when I'm like, I didn't ask. I'm like, please be over 18. Please be over 18. Because, like, yeah, I figured you were. But in this day and age, like, I live two blocks from a high school, which sounds really creepy. And I see girls walk by, and I'm like, what the fuck are you? Why are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Where are your parents at? Like, you can't dress like, I can tell if you have an IUD. What's going on right now? This is disgusting.
It's hard. You never know now.
Yeah, well, you know, Yeah, I have a contract I make women fill out, and they have to provide 3 forms of identification, and this is why I don't get laid. in your experience, has there been like a typical type of personality that is drawn towards what you do, who wants to be submissive to you?
No, there's guys from like all different walks of life. A few of them are, I guess, sex addicts some of them are, they've said that they're sex addicts, and some of them are just like jerk off masturbation addicts. I think in their normal lives, they're not very submissive. A lot of them, there's like a lawyer who's someone who, is someone who requests custom videos like once a week. He's pretty loaded. And he's a lawyer, and there's like law enforcement officers. It's just lots of different guys. Yeah, there's, and they tell me a lot of things about their lives, but yeah.
Well, because that's kind of the stereotype is, you know, the person that goes about their everyday life and they're always in like the quote unquote alpha position, and they kind of need that release, and it seems like you kind of give them a release where I don't know how long a video goes, I'm sure for as long as it needs to if they pay, where they can just not have to be in control for 15 mm-hmm. minutes or an hour or whatever.
Yeah, that's that's a lot of them. Like the guy who, someone who tells me that he really is a sex addict. Like, I don't know, self-proclaimed, I guess. I don't know if he goes to a doctor for it, but he's someone who is in a position of power, at his job, and he seems to, in real life, be attracted to like very submissive women and stuff, but like online, it's just like a, like you said, it's just like a release where he's just totally subservient and.
Yeah, if anybody can hear that, that's my dogs barking at some other dogs outside. Thanks for ruining the sexy podcast, you puggles. Everybody knows about the puggles. Oh my goodness gracious. This is weird. I have all these random notes because I was just writing shit down as I like searched online. What is, and I have no idea because it's not a fetish. I've ever been into it. I've never understood it. What the fuck is with people and feet?
I don't know. I personally don't really like feet. Like, I won't give anyone a foot rub or none of that. But when I was, I don't know, one of like my first boyfriends when I was like 14, he had a foot fetish. That was like my first experience. And
wait, how old was he?
He was 14 also.
No, bullshit. You're a 14-year-old dude. You don't have a fetish. Your fetish is, can I touch a boob? Like, what the fuck fetish? You can't have a fetish until you've already done all the weird things and everything normal. And then you're like, okay, now I can have something weird. What the fuck?
I used to get foot massages from him after school. We'd walk home and then he'd massage my feet on my bed. And when we didn't even have sex, like, we were virgins and he rubbed my feet. And yeah, that was my first experience with that.
Cause I see you're like, currently I've seen on Twitter a couple times, you're basically selling really disgusting used footwear. And I'm like, look, people can do whatever they want in their private life. I get it. But I'm like, some part of me is like, what in the fuck? Like, how do you, like, who buys that?
The grosser, the better. Like, I will have requests from some of my foot boys, my foot slaves, to wear the same socks. Like, right now, I've been wearing the same yoga socks.
Oh, put them up on the camera. Let everybody see so it's real.
I'm not wearing them now. I don't have to go get them, but yeah, I wear them to yoga every morning, and it's, I don't know, 3.5 weeks maybe? Coming up on 4 weeks I've been wearing them every day. Yeah, so the grosser the better. And I have already, someone's already like bought them. He's just requested like every week's an extra $100 that he sends just so I can keep wearing them. So, yeah.
I wish I could get paid for wearing the same clothes over and over again and being disgusting. I'd be a fucking millionaire by this point.
I know, it's disgusting, but it's, people like what they like.
And it's funny because, like, you're one of the first person, few people I've ever actually done, like, a pre-interview with. I usually like to just go in blind, like, I'm not gonna tell them what I'm gonna talk about, but I also, again, know the DS relationships and how these things work. I didn't want to, like, you know, fuck up your business. But it seems like a lot of these, your regulars at least, don't give a shit if you basically flat out tell them, I think you're a low life piece of shit and I'm gonna treat you like scum and I look down on you. And it almost makes it even better.
Mm-hmm. One of my top selling clips right now is a verbal abuse, verbal humiliation clip, and I think that's probably the clip where I'm like the meanest in. Like, I am talking a lot of shit. I just let it go, and I make them jerk off in front of the mirror and look at themselves, and I'm like, look at how fucking disgusting you are, you piece of shit. And, like, that's one of my top-selling clips right now. So they love it. Some guys just need it.
I don't even know what to fucking say to that. Oh, I gotta regain my composure. I think you're drinking water and I'm drinking alcohol. I guess one of the things that I see come up, it's a stereotype, but it probably should be addressed. Were you abused as a child?
No, I don't have daddy issues, mommy issues. I had a great, I guess, like pretty privileged childhood and early adulthood, and went to college and pretty normal. And
what did you major in?
Biology.
I guess if you do, you have a minor in communications.
No, I didn't study anything of communications or psychology, just biology.
Well, I guess it worked out. I've seen that, you know, again, doing my research, because I'm a professional. Shout out to everyone that listens regularly. You, on some level, if you know the people, are amenable to in-person sessions. How does that work, and is that scary as hell?
I have only done a real-time session with one person. It's just someone who had gained my trust, and I was kind of nervous at first. It was only like a foot fetish kind of thing. But thinking about doing it with just anyone on Twitter who follows me, you know, just that's kind of, that freaks me out. I see a lot of girls, though, do their real-time sessions, and they travel the world and get paid to travel and dominate guys, but it's kind of creepy. But I've only been doing this for a couple years, so I don't know. If I get comfortable, I might do more, maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess meeting somebody in person is, it's a different level of intimacy and risk for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, do you, like, bring a gun or a knife or a boyfriend or something like that?
Yeah, there was someone there the whole time, and it was also recorded and everything, and it was someone who I had talked to, who was a frequent, like, clip purchaser, and he's one of my financial subs. So he's met with a couple other girls, too, who he had, like, tweeted about and stuff with pictures. So I kind of felt safe with that person just because he had experience as, like, a sub, and, yeah, but I don't know. There's too many guys on Twitter who are just like, how much to meet you? Like, I'm not just going to meet anyone.
And that kind of goes into something, and you basically already answered it, but people look at strippers or porn stars, webcam girls, and they think, well, they're just, at the end of the day, for enough money, they're a prostitute. But you're not a prostitute.
No, I don't want to. I think all those guys, at least like my like frequent guys, they understand that there's never going to be any sex. Like if I meet them, it's just for like a ball busting session or for like a foot worship session. Yeah, there's not going to be any sex.
How does this impact your private life, if you will, like boyfriend, girlfriend? I don't know what it is like. How does somebody react when you're like, yeah, for a living, I tell guys to, you know, I convince grown men to buy my really smelly underwear?
I have a pretty small circle of friends, and they know about it, and they think it's great. They ask so many questions about it. And like I have them on my social media and stuff, like my Snapchat and everything. So they see all my stuff and they love it. And then dating, I date and I just will tell the guy, right away what I do, 'cause I'm not going to waste time on someone who's going to hate it or judge it or think that I'm going to stop doing it for them. So
along that lines, are you straight or bisexual? I'm kind of weird. I don't give a fuck.
I'm mostly straight. I dated a girl for...
Mostly means bi, yeah.
I dated one girl for a little while. That was like several years ago, but...
Yeah, my ex-wife did that, and I asked her about it every time I was drunk, and it was awesome. have you had any, you know, do you have female clients?
I don't have female clients, but there's two guys whose wives know about it. And I have a clip. It was a custom clip, and it's out, though, now to, like, for, like, the public to buy, where I'm seducing his wife in the clip, and I'm telling her to not let him jerk off. And he said, I don't know what they really did, but he's supposed to be sitting in the corner of the room, watching her, like, finger herself to my instruction. So it's kind of like a jerk off instruction for her, and he was cucked by me. So, yeah.
I was going to ask if you've ever done couples. I guess that answers that question. do you ever get requests to do sessions or shows with other girls? Like, you and another cam girl, if you will.
All the time, especially when I was on MFC, on my free cams, all the time, guys were like, you should meet up with this girl, she's in your area, with this girl. And I've met a couple of girls and I didn't cam with them, it's just not the right chemistry.
You had sex off the air, I get it, yeah.
We met at a bookstore.
The fucking Barnes & Noble, you're in the fucking cooking section, and there's these two chicks whose job is to basically humiliate men for a living.
Yep. Well, that was before I did all female domination. But now there are a few girls who, like, I would like to sometime meet and probably do some clips with, but there's not very many people in my area that I know of that do female domination. There's lots of cam girls in my area, but
can you give out your area, or do you keep that private?
No, I'm in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. That's why you're going to go to the Shady Dell. Son of a bitch. Like, when I saw, like, Mountain Time, the only Mountain Time I know is Colorado, because I don't know, maybe Utah, but nobody from Utah is having sex.
No.
When I was, again, I was on my train ride home from being a boring lawyer, and I was kind of, you know, Googling you and looking at your various shit, and, like, you know, two or three pages in on torrent sites, there's something, it's like, is it CEI, like a spin game? What the fuck, what is a spin game? Is it like, I'm 33, I've been looking at porn for way too long, and I have never heard of this.
Well, do you know what CEI stands for?
No clue at all.
Okay, CEI stands for Come Eating Instructions.
Oh,
for
my gosh.
Guys who like to eat their spunk afterwards. And the spin game, I've been working so hard to get that damn clip deleted from all the torrent sites, but that one keeps popping up, but more exposure, I guess. It's a wheel app, like a spin wheel app that I have on my iPad that I hold up, and, like, each like bracket area, it's like stroke for 15 seconds, and then another one, it might land on stop, no stroking, and then they just have to sit there and not stroke until I spin again, and I think the final part is where are you going to eat your cum from, and then I spin it, and I don't even remember where that one lands on, but it was like, it could land on the wall, so you have to jerk off and cum on the wall and then lick it up, or you have to lick it up from the floor, or your hand, or cum in your face. Yeah.
I can't get it in my face. I'm too old for that shit. So, I guess you can't really do it with Apple, but maybe Android, you could actually have a real app where people could just do it. Except for, I feel like everybody just be like, spin, don't jerk off. Nah, I'm going to skip the spin, jerk. Yeah. No, spin. Oh, okay, I got 2 minutes jerking off. Okay, this is really good right now.
Yeah, guys are going to cheat if they do it themselves.
Yes, we will. in your, again, experience, you're not like a long time, you know, 20-year veteran. I don't know if people are. Have you felt like the amateur porn has cut into business, if you will? Like, there's, 'cause, like, there are just people who just have sex and put it out on the internet for free. And when I was growing up, that didn't exist. Like, you had to, like, find porn in a bush. And people think I'm joking about that, but I fucking swear, when I was in grade school, you would, like, find random clips of, like, a porn, like, advertisement of, like, some girl with her boobs out, and that was all you saw, and you found it, and you found it in a bush. I don't know who's throwing their porn out, but it just seemed to happen. And now, like, everybody in the world seems to be naked, and they're not even charging, it seems.
Well, there's not very many free femdom things out there. I mean, unless you are searching and you find pirated things, but I think most femdoms are out for some cash. So there's nothing really like that happening, I think, with femdom. Maybe with, like, normal masturbation and porn and, you know, like, vanilla mainstream kind of stuff, but not for me.
Did you know that you were featured on the Israeli Journal Review?
What?
No, I swear, I'm not even kidding. It came up on, you just Google Christy Berry, and we already spelled it once before, with a Y, I-E, for the Berry. Israeli Journal Review had, they published a series of tweets during Hillary Clinton's, one of her debates, and people were saying, oh, you're a liar, you did this and this. And there was a tweet from you of a pic. I think it was a video of Bernie Sanders.
Giving the side eye.
Yeah. And I'm like, the Israeli Journal Review, which, for people that don't know, is a real newspaper. Like, this is like kind of like the New York Times of Israel, like the Jewish New York Times. And I'm like, wait, no, this can't be real. And then I look at him like, holy shit, it's actually her. I recognize the ass from the picture. Like, what is going on? Like, so, like, you were, you know, you were important enough, I guess, or made enough of an impact to make Jews hate Hillary.
Yeah, every now and then I see that tweet has gotten, like, retweets and, like, favorites or likes or whatever they're called now, like, months later. I'm like scrolling through Twitter and I don't really pay attention to it, but that's probably like my most retweeted tweet is that Bernie Sanders video. I don't know why.
All I can think of right now is you just sounded just like me when you're like, I don't know if it's a like or a retweet, and I'm like, I don't feel old. And I'm like, what the like, people are talking about, like, get on, like, this app. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Like, do you have to, like, basically keep up with, like, essentially 14-year-olds and what their trends are for social media?
Kind of. If this wasn't my job, I wouldn't have social media. Like, I don't have Facebook, like, a personal one, and I haven't in a really long time, or, like, a personal Twitter. It's, I don't know. It's annoying, but it's part of the job. And, but a lot of, I don't really follow, like, the trends of anything, like the hashtag trends that are going on, but I do get a lot of really young followers on Instagram, like 12-year-old boys telling me to fart in their face, like weird little boys, lots.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand a 12-year-old wanting to follow you, because if I was 12, I'd be like, yeah, of course. I would. But I think, like, my snaps or whatever the fuck it is, be like, can I see your boobs? I would never be like, fart in my face. Like,
fart in my face was the last little boy who, he, like, went through all my pictures and liked them, and I don't really ever read my comments or anything. I kind of just post a picture and then log out. But I saw that the same person was, like, commenting on a bunch of my pictures, and it was this little 12-year-old boy, yeah. Tell me to spit on him and fart in his face and all this stuff. So I had to block him.
Oh, so you didn't fart in his face?
No. He needs a credit card for that.
I feel like he's just a fat ginger. In my mind, he's a fat ginger. I don't know why. It just is.
He was a little black boy.
Why do you have to go racial? Nah, that's all right.
Because he wasn't a ginger.
I would imagine, you know, again, this is your job. It's your profession. And like any job, there are going to be days when you wake up, you're like, I don't want to fucking do this. I just, you know, want to sit around. I want to watch Wheel of Fortune and then Jeopardy and pretend that I'm smart and be like, oh, yeah, I totally would have got that answer right. Are there any mental tricks that you have to, like, basically, you know, get yourself in the mood to, you know, perform, so to speak?
Staying on, like, a pretty constant schedule kind of gets me in the mood. Like, I wake up and do the same things every day. Like, I wake up, I work out, and I come home and get ready. It's kind of like on all like the same time, and it's kind of hard, like when I go on vacation and then I come back and there's usually like 2 days where I don't work at all, so it's an extended vacation. But that's the nice thing about having so many clips and stuff out, that some days if I don't want to work, I just won't work.
This is so weird because, again, we're you can actually see me. I'm like, I just scratched myself. Oh, no. I hope it didn't show on the camera. You have a, you know, Amazon wish list and stuff. Like, I guess I've kind of heard about that, but I would imagine that for the normal cam girl, like, people are going to want to buy them stuff because they think, oh, if I buy her a PlayStation 4 or whatever it is, she'll like me. But I would imagine with your clientele are probably a lot more likely to buy you things from your wish list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some bingers out there where some days I'll like wake up and like most or all of my wish list has been cleared with like 20 to 30 items. And it's usually like the same guys. And I don't really have anything on there that's, like, there's, like, no dildos or vibrators or, like, you know, nothing that they're going to, like, see me use.
Right. Yeah.
So it's, like kitchen appliances and stuff like that. Like, it's things that I really, really want.
Did somebody buy you a blender?
No, someone bought me, yeah, a blender. What is it, the Ninja?
Oh.
Yeah, someone just recently bought me that. I got a vegetable peeler yesterday, and loved it. Best.
Has anybody ever bought you a couch or something?
Yeah, this.
No!
That little futon thing back there, someone bought me that. The bed, not my entire bed, but, I got a new headboard and stuff, they bought me that.
Wow.
What else? Yeah, I get things like household necessities are the top things on my wish list that I like to have bought for me.
So you basically furnish your entire apartment through Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Lots of gift cards and, yeah.
I'm in the wrong fucking business.
You have the wrong gender.
I know, it's not fair. If anybody ever wants to pay me to pet a puggle... But what's the I guess there's not in theory limits to what you do. I guess the limits are what you choose. What is, like, do you have ground rules for, like, I won't do this?
I've been asked to, like, take a dump in a video. I'm not gonna do that. What else?
Did you do water sports?
No, I have a clip that's like, I have toilet slavery clips, but there's not, it's kind of just like talking about it and teasing them that they're going to eat my shit. I don't actually shit for them, but.
You haven't pissed on camera?
No, I haven't peed, or pooped on camera. So I get asked if I will sell my pee and my poop, but it's never been the right price, so I haven't done that.
Wait a second. All right. I am, by nature, a libertarian free market capitalist kind of guy that believes that a woman and any man should be able to sell anything for the right price. What is the free market value on urine?
P, I think I asked for like $1,000, and he was like, I'll send you 200, and I was like, nope.
I'll fucking send him $200 for a jar of pee.
Just something that I don't really want to do. So I just tell them ridiculous prices. the last guy who asked for my poop, I told him $3,000, and he was like, I'm going to have to think about that. He hasn't gotten back to me yet.
I mean, what do people do with poop?
Eat it.
Oh!
I know.
Oh, this is getting out of control.
Toilet slaves.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah. Those are some of my popular clips to a toilet sleeper, and I'm just talking about it. I don't even, like, I'm wearing a thong, and I'm like, you're going to lick my asshole clean and blah, 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 and you're going to eat my shit, and yeah.
I just saw, like, some, like, jerk-off instruction things. I'm like, all right, I can kind of see, like, oh, yeah, a guy could kind of be into that. All right, that's not bad, but... Oh.
So many fetishes.
But I guess I go back to the fact that they don't care if you look down on... I guess if you look down on them, it's even better for them in some respects.
Mm-hmm. That's the attention that they want.
I saw that, I guess right now, I don't know if it's right now, but I saw like somebody was paying you to wear the same pair of underwear for weeks on end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a... No one wants one day worn panties. They want to be able to smell it and taste it and for days and days. So, yeah.
Do you sit there and go like, all right, well, I'm going to fucking go to the gym, do like 3 miles in an elliptical in this shit, and you're going to get your money's worth from this.
Yeah. Get them gross. Get them dirty. And then they just keep coming back for more. You got to make them gross.
I saw that you apparently at one time, and I guarantee this is true, having talked to you now, a guy requested that you humiliate his tiny dick in front of 100 people?
Oh, yeah. Small penis humiliation is a pretty big thing. I did a lot of those videos when I first started. That's like when I was trying to like find my voice and learn how to do things my way. And that's kind of what started the whole female domination, just focusing on femdom, was on my free cams. I had this one guy who had a little dick, and he used to love to show it to me. And he would tip, and then I would open up his camera. And then it turned to be where him and another member, who don't know each other personally, but they got to know each other on my free cams. The guy with the small penis, and the other guy who was a guy with a big black cock, like humongous, they would both open their cameras, and I would laugh at the one with the little dick and tell him, like, you wish you had so-and-so's big black cock because you're fucking worthless, and I only want his big black cock. Like, white guys with little dicks love to worship big black cocks. They love it.
That's the greatest quote I've ever had with an interview ever. By the way, for all you guys out there, we're just going to pretend that she and I already did like 4 hours for free, and she just fucking loved my big black cock. So
now we're here.
Yeah, exactly. That, like, she was just so overtaken by my charm, and that's why she's on the on the show here. I have no idea how to follow that up, and we're coming up on almost an, I don't know, it's enough for a podcast. Plug away with all of your shit, which is the worst segue ever, and then if I think of anything interesting to ask, I'll follow it up.
If you want to buy my shit, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Christy Berry. And there you can just find all my links and stuff to all the clip sites. I'm on like 3 or 4 different clip sites where you can find most of my clips, and you can order custom clips. And if you want me to masturbate, I'm not going to. If you request a custom masturbation video, I'm not going to do it. And, yeah.
wait, so people will request a clip. What? what do they what do you find that most people request? Like, do you like say their name personally? Like, hey, John Smith, I want you to take out that small dick and go to town or something like that.
They have to pay an extra $5 for me to say their name, and then an extra $5 to keep it just theirs, and I won't publish it. There's, like, lots of little add-ons.
Wow, that's really kind of cool. again, I think I've kind of exhausted everything I've got here because, oh, shit! This is random. Are you one of the chicks that goes on Tinder and says, if you give me 50 roses or something like that?
No, oh. I don't. No.
I've been burned a lot on Tinder with that.
No, I'm not on Tinder or any of those things or Facebook. So I get a lot of guys who will send me like a screenshot of like Tinder or Facebook, and they're like, are you on Tinder? And it's not me. It's just probably some creepy dude using my pictures for things. I think that just happens to a lot of girls, though.
Yeah. I was going to ask, how many unsolicited dick pics do you get per day?
Not as many as I used to. When I do get unsolicited dick pics, they're tiny little, like, micro penises who just want me to be like, ew, you're gross, go away, so I just ignore it. I don't say anything.
Because if they don't pay, you're not going to say that to them.
Mm-hmm. Not going to say anything for free.
But if some guy's got a giant cock, you're like, hey, nice going there, because you're not my customer base.
Uh-huh. Cool. Nice picture.
All right. Again, it's Christy Berry, Christy with a Y, Berry, BerryXXX.com. I don't know if you're aware that ChristyBerry.com is available.
Oh, it is?
I actually fucking screenshotted this when I was doing my shit here. Let me pull it up on my phone, because this is what I did on the train, because this is what normal adults do. Oh, I was going to fucking laugh. There's a chick with your exact name, Christy Berry, how you spell it, on Facebook, and she's just some...
She's like an older, like middle, or like middle-aged woman?
Yeah, she's just some old lady. I'm like, oh, I bet she gets a lot of fucking weird messages in her fucking inbox.
Whoever has Christy Berry at Gmail, I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, there's ChristyBerry.com, exactly how you spell it, is available according to GoDaddy. And then there's also IWantChristyBerry.com is also available on GoDaddy.
Oh, there's a few. I'm going to snatch them all up.
Yeah, I was, you know, look at that, everybody. We're, you know, this is how you do a podcast, or as Doug Stanhope would call it, a swap cast. And I'm very happy because I was the weirdo on the, not weirdo, awesome guy at the 19 minute mark on Doug's last podcast. The guy that said, Doug, why don't you do a show for me and just me? I was that guy, everyone. And I'm really, yeah, that was me. I fucking let, I was like sitting there in my office and I'm doing shit and I'm like, holy fuck. He like read the fucking like creepy letter I wrote when I was drunk one night, and they're all laughing. I'm like, holy shit. So yeah, buy Doug Stanhope's book, because that's a good way to plug things. And again, visit ChristyBerryXXX.com. I'm going to have links and everything at halfguarded.com, as well as any pictures I can find that are appropriate, because Google is really, you know, pissy about safer work stuff. Fuckers. And you know, anything else you want to say to everybody before you know, you hang up and I never see you again?
No, just buy my smut. Not all of it is humiliation. There's some pretty tame jerk off instructions.
Yeah,
just follow me.
That's actually a good question. Do you have any non femdom material that people would just be like interested in watching? Like a regular dude is just like, hey, I'm kind of horny on a Friday night. What should I look at?
Not really. Like, I have jerk-off instruction ones that aren't mean, that they're kind of more, like, seducing. Mm-hmm. I think one of them I might show my boobs.
That's a fucking way to... That's a selling point, everybody, and that's a way to close a show. That is a closer, everyone.
Mm-hmm, so start...
No, say it. Say whatever you got to say.
No, search for them. Just, I don't know what it's called. Just search jerk off instruction and you'll eventually find it.
Absolutely. And again, everybody, visit her, support her, because, she's probably actually doing a very good service for people. I think that a lot of individuals out there need this outlet. They mm-hmm. need. They need. It's yes, it's perverted. It's sexual, and we all want to like kind of be like, oh, what the fuck is you know? She's just you know a dumb whore giving it on out online. But no, the submissive culture is. It's underrepresented, and it's not 50 Shades of Grey. It's not some asshole beating up women with whips and cutting them or whatever. Like, people have different sexual needs, and they're not even sexual, necessarily. A lot of it's, I think, a mental need for people to express themselves and just let go. And it's almost a form of therapy. And, yes, I'm plugging her and praising her, because that's what she's used to. but there really is something to be said for that. And if you, you know, anybody listening has that instinct within them, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You should not feel like there's something weird if like you want a woman to kind of like tell you what to do. Because again, as especially as men, we are conditioned to always have to be in control. And there's something freeing to saying, okay, I don't have to worry for the next 9 minutes of this clip. Or whatever, you know, you tip her, and I guarantee you, tip her enough, and you're, you know, buy, if you, I'll tell everybody right now, if you buy her shit, I will put you on my podcast, and I will talk to you, and I will humiliate you myself.
Sounds good. Sounds perfect.
And that's the way we end a podcast, everybody. Thanks for listening, and, you know, tune in next time I do one of these. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, times come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about.
We hope.